Hey, and welcome to the 12 Stone Church podcast. Thank you so much for taking time to be a part of today's message. We hope it inspires you, encourages you, and deepens your faith in Jesus. Enjoy the message.
Yes. Well, a happy Mother's Day, weekend. And I want to jump right in with a moment. And I, during the worship, met Lauren, and she has no idea. I just said, Lauren, I need you for a few seconds on stage. So everybody give it up for Lauren. I just met her. Lauren, come on up here. Now, Lauren doesn't know what's happening. Y'all don't know what's happening, but we're going to help her for a minute. Thanks for saying yes. I said, can I just grab you? Sitting with Mom down here, and I need you to do a little test. How well do you know your mom? Okay, so here it is. We would like to give your mom a $250 a gift certificate for her without you or anybody else in the family. Okay, and go have dinner out, go spend some money on her. So if we offered this to her, would she take the offer, yes or no? What do you think, yes or no? You don't think she'll take the offer? Okay, Mom, would you take the offer if we want to give you $250 to go enjoy yourself, do whatever you want with it? Would you enjoy that? What? Oh, now you think she would.
No, I wish she would.
Okay, would you receive it from us? Would you let us? Oh, Mom's saying yes. You don't know her very well. How many of you would take the offer? Mom, why don't you go give it to her? You now know your mom better than you thought. You thought Mom would be so humble and so gracious. Give it up for Mom. You thought Mom would be so humble and so gracious. Oh, beautiful. Now you don't have to get her anything, right? It's all settled. How many of you, if you had somebody won't give you a $250 gift certificate, how many of you would take the offer? Let me just see your hands. How many would take? Of course you would. Because you got an eye for a good deal, right? Like you could say like that's a good deal. I'm going to take that deal. And why are we doing this? Because Jesus made a stunning offer. Listen, Jesus made a stunningly generous offer. Let me put it on the screen. I will send the Holy Spirit to walk. Say that with me, to what? Walk. I will send the Holy Spirit to walk with you so that you can have divine peace. Look at that, divine peace under pressure and divine wisdom amidst decisions. This is a stunning offer. Not to just be at distance, but to be near, to be with you, to be in you, and then you have this relationship with to walk with you. And curiously, most people don't take God up on the offer. Either because we don't know he made the offer. We don't know like that the $250 every day is sitting on the table, so to speak. It's just like leaving the gift certificate on the table saying, no thanks. Either because you don't know God made the offer, or because you don't understand the offer, or because you don't know how to tap into it. How do you walk with the Holy Spirit? That's the question. How do you walk with the Holy Spirit? If this is the invitation of God, if this is what Jesus said he would do, how do you walk with him? Because this is how you bloom in a desert world. Last week, Pastor Jason introduced us to who is the Holy Spirit. He gave us this picture behind me on the screen of the desert. And ask the question, are you settling for less than God offers? Are you settling for less than God offers in your faith? Are you so to speak, stuck in a dry and dead faith? And maybe you experience that in the burden and the weight of being a mom or a dad, because a lot of times parenting can feel thankless and dry and more demanding and less rewarding. And you want to bloom as a family and bloom in marriage and bloom in business and bloom in character. You want your life to kind of be full and rich, and you long to flourish, but so often it has that desert dynamic. And when Jesus comes along and restores us to the Father through him, he says, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. and he will walk with you. Now walk with him. Moms, how do you help your kids bloom? Well, you walk with the Holy Spirit, and then you teach your kids how to walk with the Holy Spirit. That's how they bloom. So before we can get to how do you walk with the Holy Spirit, let's just summarize how the Holy Spirit walks with you. Let's give me some thoughts, because we're going to drive these thoughts down. It's in Galatians. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, capital S, Spirit, Holy Spirit, you are not under the law. So walk by the Spirit, be led by the Spirit. So there are things that the Holy Spirit does for you, what you need to know about the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to help you see, how does the Holy Spirit walk with us? How do we walk with the Holy Spirit? Let's take a moment on, how does the Holy Spirit walk with us? And it's a simple and yet profound thought, his own definition of himself. He is your counselor. He's your capital C counselor. You're what, everybody? Counselor. All right, let's lean in a bit. He's your counselor. This is what he does for you. In John 14, actually 14 through 16, all in there, we have the recording of Jesus teaching us not just who's the Holy Spirit, but what does he do? And Jesus says to his disciples, and he will be with you. Okay, this means he's really near. And then Jesus says, but more now, when I rise from the dead, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit back. I'll voluntarily die. My sin will cover your sin debt. I'll invite you into a restored relationship with the Father. I make that all possible, but I'm not going to leave you alone. It's not like you're all alone until you go to heaven. So it's all on you. All the pressure, all the weight of decision, all the uncertainty, all the burden of life. Oh, it's all on you. You do not. No, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit, and he's going to walk with you. And then Jesus says, he's not merely going to be with you, but he says he's going to be in you. Not just with you, but where? In you. And this in you thing gives you a full-time counselor. If you've never thought about the offer, listen in and take the offer. Just like, mom, good call. Take the $250 gift certificate. It's a good offer. Take it. Take the offer of God. If you had access to my journal, not that I wouldn't want you to, and maybe you wouldn't want to. But as a rule, when I get up in the morning, first thing I do is spend some time with the Lord, read scripture, take time to pray. Why? Because I'm acknowledging where I came from and who made me and who I worship in that day and where I get all my help from and who is my counselor. And literally, if you read my journal, you would see handwritten for years, my Father in heaven, this is how I write it, my Father in heaven, my Lord and Savior Jesus, my counselor. My what? Counselor. That's how I refer to him. It's really a little awkward for me, but not a little awkward because I'm talking to you about the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit is not an it or a feeling. I'm talking to you about him, and I have risk of as if he's not here, when in fact he's here and he's with me and he's in me and he's been my best friend through life. The most intimate, connected, near help and counselor my whole life. So I know it sounds like I'm talking about him as if he's an it or a feeling or separate from the moment. It's not true. He is the most intimate in your life if you will embrace who he is and his offer. I will be with you and in you. When I was 16, I'm sure that part of my being captivated by the Holy Spirit's offer through Christ to be with us and be our counselor is when I was, many of you know, a broken home season of life, like from 12 on, and dad and the two brothers left, and then I'm with a single mom and my younger sister, and I didn't love that season of life. The shredding of our family was undoing to me. And I'm sure carried certain wounds all through life, but I remember like 16, just looking out the window of the, I mean, I could take you to the moment and the place and the time when I just said, I really hate this life. And God, if you are real and your promises are real, then I would take the offer. If there's a family at our church and they have a family that blooms, and our family talks bloom but lives more desert, and you know what that's like. You know how you can talk externally like you're living, how you're really not living because it's not happening in your own world, and those desert experiences. I'm like, God, if this is really possible and your promises are real and the Holy Spirit would actually indwell and be in and help, and I would take the offer because my broken family gives really foolish counsel, and this culture gives really foolish counsel, and my feelings produce really foolish counsel. I actually need good counsel. I need to know how to navigate life. And clearly in the world I'm in, it's not a win. So to be at the age and stage I am, I was 16. Yeah, now it's reversed. Now I'm 61. Okay. So long time. And just testifying to the truth of the kindness of God, if you will tap in to the offer. If it mattered and I could plead with you, I would. So who is he? I mean, Jason addressed this last week, but let me give you the context of how Scripture sets it up. The Holy Spirit is the paraclete. That's the Greek word. It's prefix and suffix. And it's prefix, it literally means alongside. And it's suffix, it means to call. So literally, Jesus was saying that the Holy Spirit is called alongside, meaning you're not alone and you're not on your own. You were not made to do life all alone or on your own, not to do marriage or parenting or business, not to navigate the pressures of life or the responsibilities. It's over your head. It's designed to be. You weren't designed to do it alone. And now the paraclete will be with you. When the Jews heard the word paraclete, they would have translated as counselor slash lawyer slash attorney. And the healthy sense of when you are in need, he would come to your defense. He would protect you. He would free you up. That's why many translations would give these words to the counselor, to the Holy Spirit. He's counselor, helper, advocate, comforter. This is who he is, and this is who he will be to you. So how do you walk with him? Let's spend the rest of our time in this conversation, and they'll put it on the screen. How do you walk with him? And I'm going to give you two things, just practically. If jot it down, take notes in your phone, write it down, snap a picture, understand his invitation and take his offer. The first is to walk in peace amidst pressure. So I want everybody to read it with me, you know, wherever you are, at a live campus, in person, or 12 Stone Home, or the online community. Let's read that sentence, walk in peace amidst pressure. You ready? Read it with me. Here we go. Walk in peace amidst pressure. How do you walk with the Holy Spirit? Will you walk with the Holy Spirit in peace amidst pressure? Let's not overcomplicate this. To walk with him is to talk with him. That's it. He tells you, oh, where's the secret? It's not that. He didn't make that complicated. To walk with him is to talk with him. So here's the most practical thing that I do and have done for decades. Make the Holy Spirit, who is your counselor, your first conversation when you are under pressure. Your what conversation? First. Tell your neighbor, they may not be listening. Just tell them, first conversation. Is it first? Like, not your second, not your third, not way down the line, not at the end of the week, not just on Sunday. Literally all throughout the day, as you come up against pressure, make the Holy Spirit your first conversation. Listen. This message is not powerful unless you do something with it. Today isn't like, oh, what a great insight, do nothing with it. Today is, it's only powerful if you go do this. Go cultivate a walk and talk with the Holy Spirit that all throughout your day, moms and all, any one of us, have your first conversation with him as pressure comes your way. See, if you have a divine counselor, but you don't talk to him, then there's no benefit to having a counselor. So yes, the Holy Spirit is with you, but if you're not walking and talking with him, you won't experience the benefit, because life has problems. It has challenges. It has anxieties, fears, setbacks. Life is like Diet Coke, and problems are like Mentos. Some of you don't understand, so I'll help you. And if you think I'm going to do something that you think I'm going to do, I am. Because I have wanted to do this for years, for no particular reason, other than I have wanted to. This is the child in me. I've always wanted to do this on stage, but I haven't come up with a good reason. So today, I have a good reason. Go with me. Mentos. Besides being delicious, Mentos, well, they're like problems. And they just accumulate in your life. And they drop into your Diet Coke life like anxiety and worry. And what are you going to do in this season of discipline? How do you discipline your kids? And have you noticed that kids bring all kinds of joy, but mostly they're suffocating? We love them. And then financial problems, and then medical problems, and all of the Mentos are just, they stack up and they pile on. And we understand, and I want to see what happens, because you just need to be honest about what happens when the problems get dropped into your life. But I don't want to do it right here, so I needed a couple of helpers, and two people, Cam and Ansley, volunteered. So we're going to just go over here. And so Cam, Ansley, come on now, let's give it up for them. They can not only sing. Now, here's what we're going to do. Open your Diet Cokes carefully. Open them carefully. Okay, yep, just slowly but surely. Open them. I'm at a distance. Open. Oh, yeah, there you go. Now just put the top off. Now you have a little sleeve of Mentos. There's a little competition here who can get the most Mentos in, just so you know, just for the entertainment factor, okay? Now, we're going to count to three, all of us, wherever you are, at any live campus or 12-stone home or online community, we're all going to count. One, two, three. And when we hit three, so get your things ready. Get it right on the edge. When we hit three, drop them in and run. Okay, bye. Okay, you ready? Everybody ready? Because we want to see what happens when problems get dropped into your life. Okay, you ready? Everybody count with me. Loud and proud. Ready? One, two, three. Oh. You got it all. You look great for the next service. Give it up for Cam and Ansley. Now you know why I've always wanted to do that. Who knows what we're going to do for Father's Day? Let's just move on. So problems produce pressure. Tell your neighbor, problems produce pressure. Tell them. Problems produce pressure. When Mentos get dropped in the Diet Coke of your life, it produces pressure and stress. You're not alone. It happens to everybody. There's no walking with God so close that the Holy Spirit removes the Mentos from the Diet Coke of your life. Can I get an amen? Well, that's true. Our family was talking about that this past week, and literally Marcia and I were talking about it, and then Jaleesa jumped in on the conversation. And then I thought, you know what? For mom's sake, I'm just going to have a little conversation. So I asked them to jump on stage with me and spend 6, 7, 8 minutes together. Yeah, you can give it up. Everybody say, hey, Marcia. Everybody say, hey, Jaleesa. So my wife, our only daughter of the four kids, and how should we say, Marcia and I had our Mentos dropping in Coke, so to speak, over the years. Jaleesa was the source of some of those Mentos dropping in. She is our extrovert among the family. So cute, though. We pulled a picture of her on her fourth birthday. So here's Julissa on her four-year-old birthday. So adorable. And you see the mauve in the background? How many had mauve at some point in your house, the color mauve? Yeah, how many of you ever had...
30-year-ago color.
Yeah, back in the 90s. How many of you ever had mauve in your house? Come on, now you're owning it. Yeah, some people are like, no, we were beyond that. You were not. And Julissa, you were the she was the climber.
That's right.
Which always put things at risk. We always said, well, at some point she's going to break her arm because she keeps climbing trees and stuff. And she did.
I did in first grade. Yeah. I remember. I didn't really climb trees anymore after that. I'll be honest.
Something about learning on your own.
Yeah.
Yeah, making it your pain. And then one of our more stressful times happened when we lost our health insurance. Julissa was like 2 years old. And the health insurance, which what's new in life, right? I mean, it's difficult now. By the way, it was difficult then, and it shot up, and we, the church, the invite, we couldn't afford it then, so we lost our health insurance, and we didn't have any way to get health insurance. So you
right. So I was a teacher, and so I got a job for the next fall, part time, but in order to cover our insurance.
Yeah, basically went back to work to get our insurance.
Yeah.
But it was going to be a six-month window. Now, just hang on. You all identify with this in your own circumstance, but you know what we mean. We're praying, and I'm not trying to... it's going to sound a little sarcastic, and I don't mean this toward the Lord because the Holy Spirit's in me and he's with me. But he wasn't helping me very much, and I let him know. How many of you ever had to tell God he's not doing a great job? Now, he doesn't believe this. He doesn't appreciate it. I know it. But every once in a while, so I said, you're not doing a great job. We don't have any health insurance. All you have to do is keep our family healthy for 6 months. Not too hard. He didn't.
Oh, man.
And she had the fever.
Yeah, so it was the spring. I was going to go to work in the fall, and she was not feeling well. When I went to pick her up from her nap, she was really warm, and then she started shaking. Her eyes rolled back in her head. She was having a seizure. Of course, we all panicked. I called the doctor. He said, well, it sounds like a febrile seizure, which just means fever seizure, that her temperature had gone so high that her body reacted by having a seizure. And that she would be, when she was finished, he said, don't worry, she'll be very limp. So exactly that happened. And I knew, but I called Kevin. He came home. He saw her. He's like, we need to go to the doctor.
I freaked. I mean, right. I don't care. Doctor, she'll be fine. Yeah, but she's barely breathing and she's a limp rag. And I drove safely to the hospital.
Yeah, he may or may not have driven on the side of the road to get around cars.
We're not talking about that. Anyhow, we eventually ended up being sent to Eggleston Children's Hospital and... Yeah. We ended up spending a few days there. It was
Finally, she had a lot of tests done, and finally they diagnosed her with a kidney infection, which was caused by reflux, where one tube does not close, and so if your urine is infected, it goes back into the kidney and then affects the kidney.
All that, how does that medical... she's learning all that, and I'm like, yeah... How much is this?
Yeah,
that's
right?
Like the conference. I'm sorry, I care, but I'm thinking. So they sit down with me. Sir, we'll need your medical insurance. I said, I don't have any. I'm like, free pass? No, sign this promissory note. I signed like $4,000 in debt, which is like $9,000 a day. It was a crushing, but it's pressure. It's just like Mentos dropping in. But it's not like that ends. Julissa, you're having your season. We had so much. It's not funny, but we had so much fun laughing about the unfortunate circumstances recently. By the way, you have two kids too, so it's your season.
Yes, I do. I have two boys right here. Yeah, so I have Myers.
Mm-hmm. And Maverick, adorable little grandbabies.
So thank you for clapping. Yeah, yes. I love them.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's five and I have a two-year-old
as
well.
Yeah, the reward for having kids, and they're adorable.
Yeah.
So, and let's summarize, because moms will understand being a mom and have, we all understand having medical and how it piles on and the Mentos just keep dropping in.
So I can speak on about four pile-ons for me. It's just like the layering of four things that have happened in like the past 5 months up to like right now. So it started off with our first one. we had to pay our medical deductible like within 5 months twice. So we were not expecting that financially. My husband had to have an emergency surgery. And then right, we paid that deductible. And then he got diagnosed with a blood disorder with the day our medical deductible started over. So we were like, oh, great. We get to pay this again.
Double whammy.
Oh, lucky you.
I know. And honestly, he's fine. We've been taking care of it. It's just been just the medical debt has been one of those number one things we were dealing with. And then kind of like you, I was like, okay, God, we can pull together. Like my husband and I, we can pull together. Just let's give ourselves a month and we can do this. We can recover. So that month, when the last payment was pending, one of my sons fell. And it's one of those falls that just sound expensive. It's just like, ooh, that sounded expensive, and it was. we took him to urgent care. They sent us down to Choa in Atlanta to take care of that. And he's stitched up, and we're like, okay, God, can we just recover? God, just can I please recover from this? Can we financially recover? We got this. Well, unfortunately, within 2 weeks of that, my tooth starts hurting, and I'm like, no, it's not. My tooth is fine. It's not hurting. So I'm kind of like, just this is, it's okay, but it definitely escalated. I mean, I think I called you guys, like, I'm having some really bad tooth pain. So I end up with an oral surgeon within 2 weeks of the Choa visit, and he's like, we got to pull your tooth. Like, it's a baby tooth. Thank you, Dad.
You're welcome. Yeah. I give it to you.
Yep. We have the same
no adult
baby
tooth underneath the baby tooth. You're
yeah,
welcome.
Same tooth pull. So that happens. And so I've got these three things under pressure with. And the last one, I've got 24 hours to recover from this surgery because I actually also had to get my wisdom teeth out at the same time.
That's three teeth.
Yeah. Not ideal with two little kids. So Kevin and I, my husband's name, Kevin. Yeah.
Yes. Great name.
Not Dad. I'm talking about
Why?
My Kevin. I don't know. I really don't know. Yeah. So 24 hours. I just need 24 hours to recover from the surgery. So we get home. My 24 hours to recover. Mom's 24 hours. We get home. One son's got a fever. It's escalating to 102. Our next son starts throwing up, and we're looking at each other like, what is going on? So just to end with a picture, we've got me laying up with five pillows, you know, one in between us laying in bed with us at night at like 2 a.m. My husband passing me like gauze, like, here you go, here's your gauze. And he's got the monitor on our little baby, well, two-year-old. And that's just a picture of just like one, two, three, four, of just like, wow, this is a lot for us.
The mother life.
If you've ever had problems pile on you, just applaud. If you've ever had problems pile on, of course you have. And sometimes you just need to talk about the right. Mentos. Now, you said one thing, and we'll wrap with this.
Yeah.
You said one thing about your prayer life changed. Yeah. I thought it was interesting. I wanted you to share that.
To be quick with it, my prayer life went from at the beginning of the 5 months, like, God, stop it. Just Holy Spirit, stop it. Like, this is crazy. I can't handle this. And honestly, by the end, changed to, okay, if you're going to allow this, can you please walk with me? And that's kind of where the change happened for me.
It's really a transformational shift. How you walk with him, how he prays it, how you pray. That's why I'm going to put this on the screen again. I'm going to say it to you again. Make the Holy Spirit the counselor. Your first conversation when you are under pressure. Let's say thank you to Marcia and Julissa for hanging out with us. And if you feel like I'm drilling this first conversation thing, I sort of am. See, I think God is simply saying to us, make him your first conversation. He's walking with you. Walk with him. Everybody has pressure. That's why we're playing with the Diet Coke. That's why we're having the mom and daughter conversation. The pressure you feel, you're not alone. We all have our own. It's not just moms. It's not just women, it's dads, it's men, it's single, married, young, old, whether it's medical, financial, relational, we all feel pressure. Everyone has pressure, not everyone has peace. So take his offer. Cultivate your first conversation internally in a running dialogue with God. Stop. And talk to your counselor. I have a lifetime habit of stopping when nobody else knows in the middle of pressure and saying, Holy Spirit, my counselor, would you give me peace? Right in the middle of it. Nobody else around me knows this is happening. Because it's his invitation. Look at Philippians. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, the what of God? The peace of God. This is truly the peace of the Holy Spirit. We'll pick up on that next week further, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Take the offer. Make him your first conversation. And what does he do? Watch. When pressure is building up, that conversation with him, it doesn't solve everything. What it does is it, you hear the psst. Did y'all hear that? All that did was release pressure, and I twist it back on. Hang on. The Holy Spirit, all throughout the day, if you will just say, I'm in the midst of this stress, this pressure, takes you 30 seconds, and it just, psst, he lets out the pressure, you go right back at it. Cultivate an attentiveness to the Holy Spirit, because people who build up pressure all day eventually erupt like Mentos and Diet Coke, as if everybody else doesn't have the same problems. But people who have the Holy Spirit have this, psst, secret of peace all throughout the day. Your kids are driving you nuts. Dear Lord, thank you for the gift of these kids. Do something with them. I need peace. I need a VeggieTales on the screen for 10 minutes. I need to watch Bluey for a little bit. I need them to watch Bluey so I can just go in the closet for 10 minutes. I just need a 30-second prayer. All throughout your day, psst. Hang on. This idea that somehow the Holy Spirit has promised a cap off pressure-free life is absurd. You don't even want to drink this. This eventually gets flat. This is a very tasteless life. That's not a real life. And leaving the pressure on the whole time and never releasing. Listen, people who are not at peace within, people who are under pressure within, eventually need to tend to take it everywhere in their relationships. People who have that ongoing, repeated of peace within tend to bring that peace into the world around them. This is impacting your marriage, your family, your kids, your career, and all your relationships. Don't complicate the offer of God. Just take the offer. Amen? Second thought. How do you walk with him? First, walk in peace amidst pressure. Second, walk in wisdom for direction. Walk in wisdom. Walk in what? Wisdom for direction. Now, same thought. Make the Holy Spirit your counselor, your first conversation. Your what conversation? First conversation, when you need direction. Really, what I want there is not under pressure, but need direction. That's on me. So make the Holy Spirit your first conversation when you need direction. And you know how often you need direction in life? Of course you do. Because you're the one who doesn't know all things. You're the one who cannot see the future. You're the one who has a limited wisdom and limited understanding. So there's a reason that that Galatians passage begins with walk with the Holy Spirit, but then kind of that section we read says, be led. Oh, be what? Led. Say it again, be what? Led. So walk with the Holy Spirit and then be led by the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is the one who leads you and gives you direction in life. So you get counsel from him because you don't know always what direction to take in life. You don't know what's wise. Because you live in a world of broken relationships that give honestly foolish counsel. And we live in a culture that gives foolish counsel. And our feelings give us foolish counsel. So look to the counselor who knows all things and be led by him. Romans says it this way in Romans chapter 8. For those who are led, for those who are what? Led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. Like this is how you know you're walking with him. So how are you making decisions of character and temptation in the midst of that? How are you making decisions for sexual choices and financial management. And when you're under the pressure of marriage and when you have your ambitions building up and in the midst of family and when you engage what God invites you to in the church, to know God and to find freedom, to discover your purpose and to make a difference. When God invites you into that, are you fully following, fully engaging and being led by the Holy Spirit? Are you led by your counselor, capital C, Holy Spirit counselor, or are you led by culture? And listen, as I'm obeying, this is how the first way the Holy Spirit leads. Pastor Jason said that last weekend. This is how the Holy Spirit leads. The Bible. He's already written down the majority of his will for you. It gives you guidance and counsel. Partly why we're gathered right here and having this conversation, to give you guidance and counsel from the Holy Spirit. It's full of it for all of life. And as you follow him and what he's already said, listen, as you follow him, if you let him lead for where he's already spoken clearly so you know his wisdom and his will, then you have the spiritual ears to hear him when he guides you for things that aren't specifically in the Bible. You need to know the wisdom and the will of God for circumstances, decisions, and directions in your life that are not always detailed, spelled out, because your life is unique and the culture is unique and your business is unique and your marriage and your family is unique and how you discipline your kids in this season of time, it's all unique. So when something's not specifically in the Bible, hear me again, the more you are attentive to what he's already said, the more your ears are tuned. You can't like dismiss God's word and leading in your life and the Holy Spirit's counsel here and then say, oh, now I'm at a dramatic moment in life and I all of a sudden need to be able to hear from the Holy Spirit when I haven't been listening back here. So practice listening back here. And as you walk with him, you'll get circumstances that are beyond you because you have the counselor. Listen, you don't have to know everything. You just have to know the one who does. You don't have to understand everything. You just have to know the one who does. You don't have to see the future like, I can't see the future. He does. Why would you not take his counsel? Why not all through the day? Why wouldn't you throughout the day have dialogue with him? So I have a habit of my life. Maybe I'm overcomplicating it in a long teaching to say one simple thing. All throughout the day, have 1 minute prayer dialogues with God in the midst of making decisions. Don't make decisions without asking the Holy Spirit for wisdom. That's it. Don't overcomplicate this. Like, so what do I do? All throughout the day. Like, so I do this. I walk into meetings. Nobody knows this. Like, there, I don't. As I walk into the meeting, you think I'm a pastor, so therefore I could every meeting. But I don't walk into a restaurant about to have a meeting with someone. If you would all just bow your heads, please, in the name of Jesus. Father, most holy God, Lord Jesus and counselor, there's no competition between you. You're divine. It's not like there's an Olympic divine competition. God's the gold medal. Jesus is silver. Holy Spirit's bronze. No, all equal. I come into this room. I'm about to make decisions. I pray that thee would guide me. And oh, I don't do that. I'm not saying it's a bad idea. I'm not saying it's a good idea. I'm not going to try it. You do what you want. But when I walk in, I say in my spirit, under my breath, God, I'm about to walk into a meeting where I don't have all knowledge and all understanding. Holy Spirit, would you give me wisdom? In the middle of it, when I'm not sure which way to go in the thought, person sitting across from me doesn't know. I said, Holy Spirit, would you give me wisdom in this moment? When I'm done and walking away, jump in the car and say, Holy Spirit, is there anything I've missed? Let's have a running dialogue with him. I had lots of illustrations I wanted to give, and we don't have time for them. Like one of them is praying over my kids. When I'd send them to school, I just pray a blessing over them for peace and for wisdom. And I say to my kids, Dad can't be with you all day, but the Holy Spirit is. Talk to him all day. Every time you go into a test, say, Holy Spirit, help me remember everything I study. And I tell him, don't pray for him to remind you of the things you didn't study. That's very different. But to remind you of the things you did study. It's not a cheat. It's a help. When you're insecure, when you're under peer pressure, in the circumstance of your life, the Holy Spirit is with you everywhere you go. That's how they bloom. That's how you help your kids bloom. Years ago, I was doing social media, which you, if you've ever paid attention, you probably don't care. over a decade ago, 10, 15 years ago, I dropped out of social media. You know why? Because while I was building my social media, the Holy Spirit one day in prayer said, you need to stop. And I remember the internal dialogue with him. Why? He said, because you are less present in every moment with your family because you're figuring how to make your family perform for your social media. Stop it. He said, but I need this for my business. You just keep your pastoring public life. You'll be fine. Do not bring it into your private life. Because you are not wired well for this. You'll become an addict. And you'll use your family rather than build your family. That's the real reason I'm not on social media. It was just a psst from the Holy Spirit. Hey, psst, just so you know, that's too much for you. I sat in a business decision. I did not offer a prayer before or during it. It took 10 minutes. It's a seven-figure decision with a partner this past week that we have a church business relationship with. And there was risk and reward in the past that leaned in their favor, and recently it leaned in my favor, and I took the whole deal. And the next morning, the Holy Spirit whispered, psst, bad call. If you shared the risk, share the reward, call them back up and clean that up. Who knows what the Lord rescued me from, but he probably rescued me from myself, which one of the kindest things the Holy Spirit does is rescue you from your selfish self, which could transform your marriage and your family and every decision you make. All right, I gotta be done. You know, we transitioned this church on August 6th for succession. It wasn't my idea. It was a, psst, Holy Spirit, go do that. When we give in the offering to the next generation offering on August 6th, I don't know what I'm supposed to give, but Marsh and I are gonna pray and ask the Holy Spirit, and he's gonna, psst, you give this. We're gonna have a party that night on August 6th for the 55 plus. By the way, if you're among the 55 plus, it's going to be a party on that night of succession. And we're going to celebrate all that we got to do together, all that God is doing. We're going to laugh, and then we're going to talk about vision for the future of what we get to do with Pastor Jason. It's going to be awesome for the kingdom. Sign up for it. Put it on the screen. Jump in. That's for all 55 plus. Hang on. Let me wrap it. I'm talking to moms. I'm talking to everyone. The Holy Spirit has made an offer. Take the offer. Make them your first conversation, under pressure and in need of direction. Don't leave that offer on the table. Moms, we have a great love for you. You know, we're kind of tender toward single moms, just my background. Pastor's going to share a little something with you that is our heart for you, a little something for single moms. We want to bless all moms. They're going to pray over all of us, but what I pray most is that you will take the offer to walk with the Holy Spirit and be led by him. Amen.
Thank you again for spending time with us today. A special thanks to those of you who generously give through 12 Stone. It is because of you that this ministry is possible. And if you want to learn more about 12 Stone, make sure you follow us on social at 12 Stone Church and check out a location or a watch party near you. And if you enjoyed the podcast, you could subscribe, share it with your friends, hit the share button, or even take a screenshot and throw it in your social stories. And make sure to tag 12 Stone Church. Let it be a blessing to somebody else. Thank you again, and we'll catch you on the next one.